acres is a minor impact.
Well, I talked with Tony.
There's no stopping that.
Right, even if you put an exclusion for trucks over 10,000 pounds.
They still have the right to local delivery.
Yep.
You can't bar local delivery.
Yeah, this whole issue.
But it's not a no-impact home-based business if you're putting that kind of traffic on a residential roadway.
Well, I understand that, yeah.
But it's a minor impact, and we have that in our ordinance. That's something we need to.
Yeah, that needs to get addressed.
Address, yeah.
I believe I addressed this in a letter a while ago regarding the discrepancy between what the code allows and what the ordinance has.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
And you're going to continue getting results like this until it's changed.
One of the many, many, many things on the poor planning commission's list, right?
Yeah.
Probably the least priority of the bunch.
Okay, anything else? Anything else under zoning? Now we'll move on to public participation. Nothing? Secretary's report.
Okay, thank you. Mr. James Nathan would like to be considered for a spot on the Milford Township Planning Board. I received Chapter 102 inspection report for a property from Pike County Conservation District. Mr. Mazinski sent COG and Road Task Force meeting agenda and minutes. He also sent information about grant funds for streetscapes and beautification. Michelle Lauer from Department of Environmental Protection sent the NPDES permit information for a property. Penn State Extension informed that the basic training classes for gardening will begin in October 2026. Pike County Commissioners sent a letter reminding all 13 municipalities that America's 250th anniversary is almost here, and they urged all municipalities to take part in a way that reflects the community. The parade will begin at 12 p.m. I received a code violation letter for a property from UGI. One of the constituents inquired about adopting the fire tower road. The Pike County Tax Claim Bureau informed that a judicial sale is scheduled for Wednesday, May 13, 2026, in accordance with Act 33. The Department of Labor and Industry sent information about the Pennsylvania Prevailing Wage Act. And that's all.
That's relative to our grant. It's a standard form letter that everyone who gets one of those grants receives, and we would have gotten one with the first one. Don't see the correspondence from with the bidders list.
What?
With the what we got from tax assessment was for us to tell them if any of the bidders shouldn't be permitted for some reason, like they have zoning violations already.
I don't think we have a list of it.
Yeah, it's a list like that.
You have the correspondence in a folder?
Regarding
the documentation we got from assessment about the judicial sale.
I think I left it on my desk. I'm going to bring it.
Okay. One of the things that we got today, John, was an invitation to attend a program that Representative Olsemer is running on data centers at the Pike County Emergency Management Center on the 15th of May at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And they wanted answers by today.
Yeah.
If people intended to go. I asked Jill if they are going to be recording it, and she said no. I asked her to please get us a copy of any handouts, if there are handouts, and she said she could do that.
So this is May 15th at 11 a.m. What's Friday? Or do they still have openings?
Judicials.
Well, the deadline was only today, so it's possible that they have still have openings, and I would think if we asked Jill that she would try.
I could go.
Okay.
I could make, I think it's important enough from what we're doing that somebody should go and get the information.
Quit them today, you didn't say nothing.
Can you email and see if we can add, I'm happy to go.
Yeah, if you want to add, if you want to email Jill today, you're still within the timeframe to register that way. And just tell her that you're coming as a Milford Township representative. Yeah, do you have her email?
I do not.
It's JGAMBONI.
Hold on, let me write this down.
JGAMBONI.
You know what? I'm going to take a screenshot and text it to you.
Text it to me, and then I'll email her as we sit right
and
now.
And where was it being held?
Training Center.
Training Center.
Right?
Yeah.
What date is that again?
15th.
It's a week from Friday.
15th.
And that was 11 a.m. Right?
And what is that on? What is the topic on that?
Data centers.
Data centers.
That's the next one. Okay.
Oh, you know right now.
Thank you. So the backing up to Roadmaster's report.
See if I got a moment to toe up, would you, John?
Yes.
We're tabling the salt bid?
No.
Okay.
I'm waiting for her to print it out.
Oh, okay.
And the one we got, this one can't be on the 7/15.
Right.
That was the advertised bid.
7/17.
Right. How do you make it out with the words from?
I see the first one. It says $24,500. Should this one be printed?
Yeah, everything should be printed so we have, we're saved at least.
Well, it should be printed so I can see what it's for.
Yeah.
The correct, because it's 300 regular salt and 200.
Okay, Gary needs it printed so he can review it, and we need it sent to Tony.
How many bids did you get from Penn Bid?
It looks like 5.
But are they broke down on?
Okay, I'm going back to that dashboard. Okay, projects.
Because it's 2 different salts.
Okay, so how many is that? I see Toka LLC, Government MLO, Morton Salt, Compass Minerals, Riverside Construction.
How many pages are they?
I can click on that. Okay, the first one is Toka LLC. Okay, I'm going to click on that.
Can you print it?
Not from here.
Well,
you want her to go print the bids up? She'll have to go to the office.
Well, they need to be printed out.
All right.
They definitely need to be printed out.
Do that.
Sure. Evaluate by date. Past, past, past. So I have to excuse us. This is our first, second go around, I guess, using PennBid. So we're still getting the hang of it.
Did they actually submit a bid? That's my question.
Yeah, she said she got 5 of them.
She thinks she got 5 bids in there for the song.
No, I think there were 5 that looked at the bid, but was it actually submitted?
Ah, can you see her screen?
Yeah, she's sharing it.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm looking at the 2026 salt bid. And if you scroll down, Shahana,
mm-hmm.
to number, so this is the bidding information. And if you continue to scroll down, you'll see, okay, upcoming evaluate by date. Deadline to evaluate project submissions, June 4, 2026.
May 4th.
It should be May 4th.
Yes.
The opening is, the close date is May 4th. If you look down, May 4th, 2026 here.
Okay.
That's the close date. That's today.
Okay, but I don't see any actual bid from this particular vendor. There should be an evaluation form for whatever bids.
Should I try actions? Edit project.
The project is pending review, being released by the review to reverse the story. Okay,
should,
well,
should I try this next one?
I don't see that. I don't see any bid.
Okay, that's the.
What's this one? It says 5 next to it. Over on the left hand side.
5 submissions. Okay.
So click on that.
Yeah, I clicked on it. It's trying. Okay, I see 5 in there. Okay. Documents unavailable?
Unavailable.
No bids then.
No.
So those are just the people that looked at it?
They probably looked at it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it says active submissions.
I think that's because of that June 4th date. I think they have until June 4th.
Well, earlier you said something about July 15th.
What do you mean?
I thought you said the salt is gonna have to wait till July 15th.
No, I never said that.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, 7:15. You didn't mean July 15th. No. You meant 7:15 p.m.
So it says there's 5 submissions, and you click on that. These 5 come up, and there's no documents available. So it doesn't look like that any of them bid.
But it did say May 4th, right?
Close date is May 4th.
What was the last June 4th?
Yeah, it looks like they all looked at the submission for April 30th, May 4th, May 1st, April 30th, and May 4th. A couple of them just looked at it, but nobody bid, that I could say.
Fine with me.
How many bids did you get?
Same as I always get every year, American Salt.
Is it just the one?
Yep. Cargill, we sent it to Cargill and they had a bid on it. Cargill and American Salt are the 2 largest salt suppliers in the eastern United States.
And what is the price on the one that we got?
The price for American Salt, for regular salt, which is just normal rock salt, is $108.50 a ton. And the fire rock that we've been using for the last 10 years is $141.50.
And what did we pay for it this year?
This year we paid $128.50 for the fire rock.
And what's the breakdown of how much we're buying of each?
300 ton of regular salt at $108.50 and 200 ton of the fire rock at $141.50 a ton.
So we don't have to look at the pen bid anymore, right?
Tony? Gary, was that 300 tons of rock and 200 of fire?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So, Tony, we don't need to look at the pen bid anymore, right?
I don't see it, unless I'm misreading this, what you have up, it looks like, it doesn't look like there's been any bid made.
They looked at it, just never bid on it.
Now, what does it say under actions?
Okay, actions. Amend, eliminate, view notes. Should I click on view notes? View notes.
I don't think
there's. Is there a scorecard?
There's nothing.
There's no data available. There. Check on scorecard too.
Okay.
And I know John's there. John, you're familiar with this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing in there.
I don't see a bid, do you?
No.
Okay.
No, there's nothing in there.
Okay, then I'll log out.
Okay.
This time I make a motion we accept American Salt's bid for rock salt at $108.50 and the fire rock at $141.50 per ton. 200 tons of the fire rock at 300 tons of regular rock salt.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed. Thank you.
The had a opportunity to hang out with the roadmaster from Lehman, and he was telling me that they do all of their salt cooperatively through the Monroe County COG.
I never even know they had one.
Monroe County has a COG, and their COG does a lot of cooperative bidding, and they do all their salt purchasing through that. That contract, they said, was going to go out by the end of April, but hadn't gone out yet. And I gather that the Pike COG had, it looked like in their minutes, they had a discussion about doing something like that, but it doesn't seem like they have worked out the kinks yet.
They've been trying to do that for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
To bring that in, because there was a couple companies that had salt when nobody else did.
Which number 554 Road
had a decent deal on it, but you know, for the price it was being asked.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they were trying to get involved with the Pike COG to get involved with it as a group. To
all
pick
right,
it up.
Right.
They just keep not doing.
Well, I think you know it's not something they're used to doing, so. You know, that maybe they can use the Monroe model to kind of learn the system, and I think maybe Lehman is helping to bridge that gap because they do. They also told me, they also told me that they rent the machine to do the crack sealing, and it costs $1,000 a week, and they do 7 miles of road a week with the crack sealing machine.
But how many?
How many employees?
How many employees?
They have enough employees to do it themselves, and when I asked him about that, he said we would have to get like Flagger Force to flag the road while our guys did it. But
yeah, it takes like 4 or 5 people to do crack seal, because you got to, and that Flagger Force is not cheap.
I don't know the answer to that, but I wanted to mention it.
I can't imagine what tar is this year.
Cheaper than road paving.
Huh?
Cheaper than road paving.
Yeah.
It'd be expensive.
All right, so salt bid is done. Planning Commission. Engagement of Fuller Engineering.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
37.
That's what a space, I didn't realize they were together.
We voted on that last month.
Okay, yeah. Well, being what we've discussed already is price-wise and everything for the 537 plan, the 407, the warehouse, and data center ordinances. Just the data center, I mean, just the 537 plan alone, in speaking with other municipalities, they're spending anywhere between like $110,000 and $180,000 for their 537.
That's crazy.
Remember,
and if John,
yes, 570.
If John's willing to
what?
Do it,
570.
Let's say he said 6,000. Let's even say 10. It's still, we're not going to ever get it done that
eight,
cheap.
8348.
I don't think anybody
eight,
was arguing with
four,
that point. I think the only thing that we were suggesting was that it would be good to have a document that says what that price covers. That way, John, it both protects us, but it protects
email.
You.
Yeah,
so that if it, when
yes.
whoever might be here at the time when we get to the point where we're outside of what you would think is reasonable for the amount of money that you were suggesting,
well,
can see that
okay,
that we're now outside of the
tomorrow.
Scope of what you quoted for that. You know what I mean? To protect you as well.
No, I understand. And I think the point, I mean, I don't know much about those numbers, but that's also, I'm assuming, people doing a lot of the work that Bob's already done.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, when you're looking at 100 grand, I mean, he's done a tremendous amount of legwork, I'll call it, to get the information, you know, that we need to actually execute the document. So, I mean, you know, I think it's more about memorializing what we know about the township's current conditions and putting that, you know, into a narrative format so that we have an act, you know, versus, I think in other cases, you know, I think there's these, you know, I'll call them firms or whatever, the engineering firms are about likewise, are actually going out and doing a lot of the physical work that Bob was doing.
Field work, yeah.
Yeah, field work.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's really where the disparity is. So, you know, I think he saved the township a tremendous amount of money by doing that work.
So that's the point of it.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it.
Come on, Bob, I know you do. You love paperwork.
Oh, yeah, I love paperwork. But the only thing I'm concerned about is, I thought the $6,000 he originally said was very low. And if it goes to DEP, and we got to go back two or three times because they keep adding to it, that's where my concern is. I don't want you wasting your time on it either.
I'll write it up in a standard proposal format. That way, it's in writing for the township, so that, you know, we can move forward with it. Yeah.
And then, you know, if it does take work that's outside of that, everyone's clear that it's outside of that and additional billable work.
I think the difference is we're going to write up, you know, what's already been done. You know, I don't disagree, although I think those numbers are high. I mean, the reality is people are doing field work. That costs time.
What's the average cost?
Oh, of a 537 plan?
Yeah.
It exceeds $100,000.
I don't have to spend that.
We didn't do this to Rachel.
Hey, I've seen HLPs go for $5,500 when it only costs, what, $35, $75 to get
them. Transfer some of that money out of there.
Okay.
And they give you the design.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go any further on the old business, we kind of skipped by the treasurer's report.
No, we didn't skip the treasurer's report.
You didn't read it.
He did the motion to transfer funds, but
we didn't get
not the account balances. Yeah, we didn't do the actual report.
The account balances?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want me to read the account balances?
Well, you can or I will. It doesn't matter. In Wayne Bank, we have payroll account of $10,712.80. Investment account of $151,860.13 with an interest rate at 0.10%.
I deposited it today. That's why it's so high. I'll transfer it tomorrow morning.
How much are you going to transfer?
About $140,000.
Okay. Amherst account is $35,210.52. NBT Bank checking account is $27,107.89 with an interest rate of 0.0210%. Money market account $16,491.81 with an interest rate of 2.40%. Our pledge account, which is the Pennsylvania Local Government Investment Trust, we have a general account of $239,461.94 with a distribution yield of 3.49%. Liquid fuels account, $73,656.61 with a yield of 3.49%.
Thank you. And Sean is going to move that money tomorrow. I think you can cut the ambulance second quarter check as well.
No.
You can, because there's enough money in there.
Yeah, there is enough money.
You give it to them ahead of time.
Yeah, well, because they're hanging out there waiting for the county match now for the first quarter. They won't get it, so.
Yeah. It's in there, give it to them.
Well, we have to give them only the $15,000 for this quarter.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, moving on, we're at hydrant fee implement.
I think, are we done talking? I don't think we're done talking about Planning Commission recommendations, are we?
No.
We talked about the 537 plan part.
Right.
And John's going to do a scope of work document. And then 407. Warehouse standards and data center ordinance. The data center thing. I gather that the Planning Commission wasn't able to come to any recommendations at the last meeting for something to go to the county, because we are now outside of being able to hold the moratorium for the time that we're going to have to take to get the county review on something. The moratorium will expire before we can get something approved by the county, even if they approved it on the first draft.
But if we have a draft that we approve, that holds true to an application or no?
No.
Not until we vote on it?
No. Has to be passed. Has to be reviewed by the county and passed. It's an amendment to the zoning.
What about a moratorium extension?
There's nothing under the MBC that lets us, right?
We can extend it beyond the 6 months.
There's nothing in the MPC that lets us, right?
That's, the MPC allows you 180 days to draft an ordinance in these circumstances.
Right, so we're going to be outside by the time we get 30 days reviewed by the county. Even if we were turning something in tomorrow, we would be looking at a special meeting in June to adopt anything before, and that would be if we had something to send to the county, which we don't.
I don't believe it's feasible at this time to think that we'll have something to send to the county before June.
Can we take most of what we have? Because we know what we got to add. Now, from our discussions at planning, we were talking about all the accessories and stuff. If we put together what we have now, because it can be amended, just to get something finished beforehand.
But it has to be reviewed by the county,
right?
It has to be a public hearing after that comment period.
Yeah.
I think
you don't want to schedule, you can schedule the hearing before the end of the comment period, as long as it's after. But if you have significant comments, then you have to revise the ordinance and have another public hearing.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we're not going to get it in.
What were you going to say, Kevin?
With all due respect, with fairness to the professionals who have been involved, this has been such an evolving process.
Yes.
We found out so much new information as we go. We thought 6 months ago that we were going to be able to take a set of standards from the county and apply them. And because our first look at that was that was adequate. We've learned so much in the meantime that maybe that isn't adequate. So I think it would be fair to ask Mr. Fuller and Mr. Magnata and Mrs. Sarcinelli if they can get something together with all the... We've asked them to do a lot of things, and we've asked them to do the same thing over again. So I think in fairness, we need to give this to the professionals and ask them to do it forthwith. I don't see any fair way around it, unless you guys disagree with me.
No, I agree with you.
Okay. I agree.
And I know that just going to the PSATS conference, all the information that I brought back at that late date, you know, also was tons of information.
We were getting good stuff all the way around from a lot of people, but
we're learning stuff every day regarding not only the data centers and its effects, but also what's coming out of Harrisburg and what's coming out of different towns where applications are pending. So this is an ongoing experience.
Quite honestly, when I think that we just need to let them provide us with something, because what I foresee happening is the state is going to step in this.
I'll tell you what, I've been following the state on this thing, and lately they seem to be backing off a little more, and I'm wondering if they're realizing how much is involved in it, and they didn't understand it to the fullest either when they were pushing so hard.
Well, the segregation to the community at large, just environmentally, is mind-boggling.
Because from what they were saying a couple months ago, they would have been enacting things already, and they're not even talking about them right now.
But I would ask the supervisors to plead with their professional.
Okay. You guys had a
We're having a meeting.
Kevin, I think that's a good idea. I agree with that. I'm sure John does too, and Nancy. We do have a meeting set up, so the board's aware, on Thursday morning, correct, John?
That's correct, yep.
And we are going to go over, and we're putting the data center as a priority. I just saw one ordinance today, this afternoon, where they're actually, I don't think they meant to do this, but they're actually going to push for electrical to be supplied, and they're allowing mini nuclear reactors.
They're allowing.
And I'm like, why would you, who's gonna monitor this?
Yeah, but you're not gonna have a choice. They're looking to have them out next year.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be state.
We can't concern ourselves with that. We're not gonna have any regulatory power over that.
No,
it's right.
We're not.
But we've looked at this so much, we're getting stupid about it. We need to give it to our professionals
yes,
and take their recommendations.
I agree.
All right, I'll make a motion that we have John, Tony, and Nancy getting together Thursday morning, have them review this for us.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed.
I would
thank you guys.
Suggest that we allow the Planning Commission to move something forward at their workshop if they are so inclined, and let them know that we don't feel they should be hampered.
I think under the circumstances, that would not be duping the public, because we have been working on this out in the open right along. So if they can provide us with something in, but that's only a week away.
Right.
And I don't know whether that's fair to them either.
I understand.
But if we had something that we thought was reasonable, it wouldn't be inappropriate, because this isn't something that we just, the reason we don't vote at a meeting is we don't want to dupe the public at a workshop. But that, I don't think that would be the case in this situation. Do you, Bob?
No.
John, you don't feel that?
No. Because in talking to the general public, they're all concerned about it. And they know we're working on an ordinance, because I keep telling them.
Well, it's posted at the post office on the bulletin board, so.
Yeah.
I think the applicants are also watching who's working on it. Mm-hmm. And they're avoiding who's working on it, too. I mean, it's obvious, so.
What is the actual date that the moratorium expires?
It's June 6th.
Yeah, I think it's
June 6th.
June 6th.
Okay.
A month or 2 days from today.
Right.
And I don't know if I told, fast. I don't know who I told what to, but I did check with Chihola, and Chihola, they said they are moving forward to put a data center in Chihola. They haven't told them where yet, but they've got the information coming in from the company. And the only place they can figure that it would be going is on the cross street from the old Windy Dog.
Yep.
There's about 200 acres there.
Yep.
And I did see Betty and George, and I didn't ask them. Wasn't the place.
Okay, is there anything that you need us to act on with regard to the list that's here, or?
I don't think so.
Okay. We do very much appreciate all the, we know we are throwing stuff at you, like at the speed of light, it seems like.
Yeah. It's okay.
The setbacks, the heights, the ancillary uses are the stuff, are the boogeyman.
Yeah.
And we just have to take what recommendations they give us at this point. Or we'll never get it.
Anything else under that? Now we'll move on to hydrant fee implementation, Norfolk Water Authority. You got any words with that?
We got a response back, right?
We did get a response from Attorney Claymire. The response that we received was that they would not be willing to come to or workshop, but they would rather have a one-on-one meeting with the supervisors and members of the water authority at a location, neutral site location, and it would be based upon a pre-approved agenda that would be agreed upon ahead of time. And they wanted to know if that was acceptable to the supervisors.
No, as far as I'm concerned, the entire problem is that they're not coming out into the light and talking openly about what's going on very clearly. And having a meeting behind closed doors is just another example of that, instead of being open about what they're doing, which is frustrating to me that they don't understand that as a public body.
I agree with you. I just don't think the supervisors
should. I will. If that's the consensus, then...
Their own meetings are closed to the public, so...
We would ask...
They're not permitted to be.
We would probably ask them to schedule an open meeting then.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it was in a neutral location and open to the public...
Right.
What about this...
Advertised meeting.
What about this neutral location? I mean, come on, are we...
Right, so this is not a peace talks between two warring nations here.
Are we kidding or what?
I don't understand.
I don't either.
I really don't. Now, I don't get
the other
issues.
The other comment, the sort of board's aware, it's in the letter, and I'm sure you have a copy, but the other comment that was in the letter was that even if we were to establish something at that meeting, because the other municipalities have a stake in it and they wouldn't be present, they would still have to go back and speak to them before we had finalized anything.
This has nothing to do with them.
No.
We're asking them to be open about what they intend to do with this fire hydrant money, what it costs for them to maintain the hydrants, and why are they charging Milford Township residents more? Did everyone else pay ahead of time? It seems like the borough of Milford did, but it doesn't seem like anybody else did. And so why are only Milford Township residents being charged extra? These are not questions that they should be refusing to answer in the light and out in public. I really, really don't understand the approach that they're taking. Kevin's got his hand up.
Yeah, Kevin.
I would simply reply to them that we would be glad to take their suggestion, provided they had a representative from the public utility at that meeting.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would the board suggest that I send a letter back to Attorney Klingmeyer requesting that the meeting be advertised and held in the regular public forum?
Yes.
Just invite him here.
We have repeatedly.
We have.
Repeatedly.
They're not coming here.
And I'm getting tired, honestly, Tony, I'm getting tired of us spending more money to have you answer them for them to refuse to do anything and just say the same things over and over again.
Yeah. So, understood.
Yeah, we should get a cut on our water bills because we have to pay our attorney. Oh, sorry, they're already doing that. We can't get in there too.
I won't address that, but I will say that I'm willing to send him a letter giving him the board's outline that we would like to have an open public discussion with them.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, that's all.
So you want to make a motion?
Send him a quick email, Tony, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Before Bob writes one.
Do we need a motion on that?
Do you need a motion, Tony? Lost your sound.
We lost your voice.
You're muted.
You spoke too much.
If you want to put one on record, you may.
I'll make a motion that we have Tony send a quick email back to John Claymire that we would like to have this meeting out in the public.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, signify.
Aye.